We had some special guests turn up at our editorial meeting earlier this week, not BJ Lederman, who writes our theme music.
Are you looking at the screen, Dee?
Who's joining us?
I'm looking at a goat.
We were Zoom bombed, or you could say gate crashed by goats.
See if they have any story ideas.
Right, exactly.
My name's Doc McCarthy, and I'm a farmer.
Ms. McCarthy's from Lancashire, England. Her farm full of goats, sheep, and chickens was also a bucolic spot for weddings and rustic overnight stays, but the pandemic devastated their business. Dot McCarthy had just taken over Cronkshaw Fold Farm and knew she had to find new sources of revenue.
Emma, who works for me, like, what else can we do? And I said, hey, you know what would be funny? Everybody's really bored on the video calls. What about if we let people, like, rent the goats for 5 minutes? So they just can appear in the video calls. So I just wrote the goat profiles, put some pictures up, put it on the website, and I put a post on Facebook like, hey, do you want to book goat for a video call? And I just put Emma's email address at the bottom, like, if you want to book, email Emma. And then I went to bed. And I woke up in the morning, I had all these missed calls off Emma. Like, what have you done? I've got 200 emails in my inbox.
Turns out people just can't get enough of her goats. For the last year, from sunup to 9:30 in the evening, she and her associates have chased the goats around the farm to beam their fuzzy mugs to Zoom meetings everywhere from Russia to China, Australia, and the U.S. At just £5, or about $7, no pun intended, for a guest appearance by goats, farmers pulled in close to $70,000. Cronkshaw Fold Farm lets you choose your own goat.
So the way our booking system works, the website is kind of like a menu. It's like LinkedIn for goats, or Tinder for goats, or Bumble for goats, or whatever. It's like they've all, each goat's got their own like personality profile. So you can choose your favorite goat, and then when you book, you get a particular goat.
There's Lola, who's described as a problem headbutter. Lisa is more zen. Sebastian, who has velvet ears, is said to have a genuine interest in whatever you have to say. And there's a goat named Lulu. She seems sharp.
Lulu is the little feisty one. Anyone tries to go to the hay rack in front of her or tries to get in her way, she's got really tiny horns, but they're really, really sharp. So she like stabs them. They're like, get out of my way. This is my food. Very domineering for such a tiny little creature.
There is not, it was humiliating even to ask, a goat named Scott.
No Scots. Not at the moment, anyway. Maybe he could have an honorary goat named after him.
You know, maybe it's just as well not to get too attached. Dot McCarthy reminds us that hers is a working farm. So Zoom while you can.